Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and I'm moderating tonight. We don't have Miss Nina because she doesn't work on Wednesday nights, so it's me and you, y'all. There is so much in the news today, it's almost unbelievable. You know, I always do my show with entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, and whatever the hot topic is. The hot topic is so many subjects, my God. So I'm just going to do a short version today of entertainment news and sports, and baby, we're going to talk about the news. You're more than welcome to call in, discuss it with me, or give your opinion, suggestion, referral, whatever. You're more than welcome because it's a lot to talk about today. So, without further ado or waiting, let's get started. So, let's get right into entertainment news. Singer Robin Thicke is dating a teenager. The Blurred Lines singer has moved on from his wife, actress Paula Patton, and is now dating 19-year-old April Love Geary, who loves posting their annex on social media. Thicke feels very compatible with his teen love. He's had Geary around Julian, his and Patton's young son. Sidebar, Robin, she's 19 years old. She's not thinking about being no mother right now to your kid. All she's thinking about is getting between your legs and looking for the green. Okay. Wise up. You made a mistake with Paula. Get your stuff together, okay? Get your stuff together, Robin, because a 19-year-old ain't it. You're too old for that. Does Tito Jackson have a love child? Singer pop star Tanae Jackson, 30, is naming Jackson in her paternity suit, claiming Tito is her dad. Say what? Spokespeople for the Jackson family claim Tanae is a liar, even though she has photos of Tito kissing her on the cheek. DNA, baby girl, DNA. You should have got the DNA first before you came forward with your bullshit. Okay, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is ready to sue author David Ritz over his new autobiography about her. Respect. The Life of Aretha Franklin, in a book not flattering to Lady Soul, with claims that her first husband was a pimp, that she has addictions to sex and fried chicken, and that she's full of jealousy toward other singers, including Whitney Houston and Diana Ross. Franklin 72 says the book is full of lies and she will not tolerate this form of slander. You don't have a choice, girlfriend. Free press. The Queen wants everyone to know that she's not the jealous monster described in this book. David Ritz is famous for his books on Etta James, Ray Charles, R. Kelly, Smokey Robinson, and of course Marvin Gaye years ago. Franklin worked with Ritz on a book about her life, but now Ritz has decided to do his own based on conversations he has had with people who know Franklin. Well, I posted that particular article, and the feedback I got was, yeah, she can be something else. A holy terror from what I hear. And, yeah, she did have addiction to sex and, of course, fried chicken. But, you know, also, Riri is an Aries. So what do you expect, okay? And you want to hear something funny, y'all? Riri wanted Halle Berry to play her in the movie about Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul. Halle said, no. Number one, I don't look like you, which is true. And number two, I don't sing. So, no, I'm not doing your project. So she got a little miff with Halle about that. But I don't blame Halle. Come on, Aretha. Number one, you're tall, and you've always been a little thick. Not necessarily this person has to portray you as you are today. But even back in the day, you know, you were a little thick. So come on. And Halle is mixed. You're totally black. Okay, get a grip, Aretha. Get a grip, Riri. The Carlton Dance takes the crown. Actor Alfonso Ribeiro is the new Dancing with the Stars champ. Yay! Congratulations! Although there was stiff competition among the cast, the former Broadway star from the Tap Dance Kid was the big finale winner. Best known as Carlton Banks from TV's The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air sitcom, Ribeiro brought that character back to life in the midst of competition by bringing back that famous Carlton Dance. Ribeiro, who was hurt earlier during the run of the show, will join the Dancing with the Stars touring company. When Dancing with the Stars returns to ABC this March, it will mark the 10th anniversary of the dancing reality show. Say that, they didn't got a touring company, huh? They kind of getting like American Idol. You know, American Idol does that too at the end of the season. They go around and tour with the last five or eight contestants. Well, the fighting continues on the ABC Talk of The View, y'all. Sources wonder how long Rosie O'Donnell will stay with the show. She's not happy. O'Donnell has no control, and her behavior has turned off a lot of people. The ratings for the show are terrible. Is Rosie O turning people away with her attitude? Moderator Whoopi Goldberg is a force to be reckoned with, and she won't let O'Donnell take control of the show. After a recent heated meeting, Rosie Perez left the room in tears. Perez feels she doesn't fit in and is tired of the fighting. Changes are reportedly coming to the show with another host, a younger one, added to the show. The View has no chemistry, and it's clear Rosie O and Whoopi do not get along. Since Rosie O feels that this isn't the show she signed up for, well, will she stick around for another season? You better hope she completes the season. You don't know Rosie O'Donnell. Okay, the elephant in the room. Bill Cosby. Yep. You know I'm going to talk about Brother Man. The unraveling of Bill Cosby continues. How could a career that was so great go so bad? The count is now up to 16 women, y'all, who have accused the North Philly-born comedian of sexual assault. As a result, Cosby's career has taken a hit. Netflix was releasing a new stand-up comedy special, Cosby 77. But they have since dropped plans for that. There was a development deal for a new show on NBC, but the network says plans for the new show were canceled. And TV Land, has pulled the Cosby Show from its schedule. Now, you know what, TV Land, that kind of pisses me off. Because that was a family show, there's other actors on that show beside Bill Cosby. So you may be getting back at Cosby, but you're affecting all those people on the show. So you can still run. I understand Netflix and understand ABC had something in going. But his old shows, there's no reason to take that off. Let those shows run. They were a good family show. So TV Land, thumbs down to you for that. The Cosby Show from his schedule. Finally, Raven Simone, his former Cosby Show co-star, had to take to social media to deny rumors that Cosby harassed her while they worked on the show. Meanwhile, Lisa Bonet's manager also released a statement that she didn't take to Twitter and took veiled shot at her one-time Cosby Show co-star. Bonet's manager said it was an imposter because Bonet, most loved figures in TV history. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Bonet's manager said it was an imposter because Bonet isn't on Twitter and has no comment on the situation. Bill Cosby has to be one of the most beloved figures in TV history, and now his career looks to be ending in a disastrous way. Cosby 77 has been silent, and he and his wife of 50 years, Camille, have refused to answer or respond to these allegations as well. Sounds like somebody needs Oprah or Ayana. Will Cosby ever speak on this, or will he go away quietly? Well, I want to tell you this. He's got a he's going to go before the public and speak about this finally. I think it's because, let me bring y'all up to date on some other stuff, too. The 2008 case, that girl was 15 years old, supposedly, when he raped her. Her case can be heard. Now, the 16 other women, because it's past the point of criminalizing Bill Cosby, what the courts are going to do when it goes to trial for the 2008 incident, they're going to let those 16 women give their testimony in the trial. They will not get any results back because, like I say, the statute of limitations has passed. But they are going to include their testimony, those 16 women, with the 2008 case. So I don't know. But, Bill, if you were doing this, why did you have to drug people? You were a good-looking man and had a nice physical build on you. I'm sure that there were women out there throwing stuff on your face. Also, because you've been married to Camille for 51 years, they say 50 is 51, I know Camille is aware of some of those incidents. You're not married to somebody 50 years and you don't know what's going on. So I'm sure she's aware now to what point, to how many women, maybe yes, maybe not, I don't know. But believe this, when you're a rapist, a sexual assault, or you hurt a child, karma is going to come back. You don't know how or when, but justice will be served. So Bill Cosby, if you did this, brother, what's before you ain't even begun yet, the hell that you're going to go through. So, I'm going to put it like this. You men out there, you do stuff like that. You call yourself in the dark. You did it when you were young and like, oh, I ain't worried about it. I'm older now. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. It's time, the point of expiration and blah, blah, blah. People can still come forward and talk about it. Okay? They can tell somebody the truth. So what's done in the dark will come in the light, whether you know about it or not, but somebody's going to tell the truth. So it's going to come out. Despite her fabulous look and beautiful set, low ratings have sunk the Queen Latifah show. No! The rapper, actress, singer, daytime talk show has been officially canceled. After mid-December, the show will go into repeats. I hear Latifah's show is going to be replaced by a new daytime talker starring supermodel Tyra Banks. Okay, Tyra Banks' show, I'm going to tell y'all, has been in the works since last year. I sure hope they didn't bump Latifah out just to bring Tyra Banks back in. Because if they did, Tyra, your show won't last but a hot minute. Believe that shit. Okay. Halle Berry has taken her baby daddy model Gabriel Aubrey back to court. What? She is paying him thousands of dollars in child support, and now she is having a problem with how Aubrey is taking care of their 6-year-old daughter, Nala. Apparently, Aubrey doesn't like his daughter's natural hair, and he has been having it straightened and lightened. Barry claims Aubrey is taking their daughter away from Nala's natural heritage because the child is black. Hallie, she's mixed. You're mixed, black and white, and Aubrey is white, so she probably come out more 75% white. Barry does not want their daughter's hair tampered with. Well, I don't blame you, Hallie, about that. And a judge recently sided with the actress in his official decision. Yeah, Hallie, you know, some people just don't understand. I ain't trying to call out folks, but they don't understand when you have a mixed child, you've got really curly hair, and it's just out there. Some black kids have really curly hair, too, but it's more, you see it more in mixed children. Not only Hallie, but there's, who is it? Somebody else that has, Beyonce and Jay-Z, their daughter. She's got wavy hair, and it's just out there. So, you know, if you don't understand the style of the hair, why the hair is like that, please check with the mother, because she can let you know that that is, like Hallie said, that's just natural. And why you want to lighten it, Gabriel? Are you trying to make your daughter look like she white? She looks white. She's got color in her, but, you know, she looks like she's tan. Leave the child alone. Let the little girl be who she is, and you be the daddy that you're supposed to be, okay? The 2014 Soul Train Award airs this Sunday, December 30th at 8 p.m. on the BET and Centric Networks. Wendy Williams is hosting. Well, I'll say, because it was this past Sunday. I don't watch award show because there's so many people I think that should get awards. It shouldn't be narrowed down to one or two. You know, it could be two or three that are very good in that particular field. Anyway, I was channel searching. And I looked at that for a hot minute and turned it off and damn near threw up in my mouth. Okay, Soul Train, you got to come correct and do a lot better than that. Even though you have people on that just, okay. Anyway, enough of fussing about the Soul Train Awards. Congratulations, BET. I hope that you felt it was a success. Tyler Perry's In Madea Christmas and Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned are both available now on Blu-ray and DVD. Plus, Perry has a different way to bring us Madea in 2015. Madea's Tough Love comes out on HD January 13th, my birthday, woohoo, on VOD January 20th. That was my dad's birthday, woohoo. So what's the twist? It's animation, y'all. Animation, animation, animation. That's right. Tyler Perry will kick off 2015 with Madea's first animated feature. And I want to say, if you haven't seen Madea's Christmas, I just caught it a few weeks ago. It is funny as hell, y'all. And it's good because, you know, Tyler Perry always has some profound sayings in there and meanings for you to think about. But it is hilarious. And I'm sure that you will enjoy it. So check it out. In BET News also, The Real Husbands of Hollywood will take a break and return January 6th. In the meantime, Gabriel Union's BET drama Being Mary Jane returns Tuesday on February 3rd at 10 p.m. I just want to say this about The Real Husbands of Hollywood. If y'all can go back, if you have Comcast, I don't know about Direct and all that, but if you've got Comcast, go on demand and look at last week's shows, either Wednesday or Thursday. They had the wives. Y'all, it was so funny. They had me in tears. The wives all end up in jail. That's all I'm going to say. You got to watch the show. But you talk about funny. They had me laughing more than the men. I truly enjoyed it. It was good. So I'm telling y'all, go in there. I'm bumping it up. Check out The Real Husbands of Hollywood, last week's show with the women. Okay, actress Sanaa Lathan returns to the big screen with two high-profile projects. First up, the thriller Perfect Guy, in which she co-stars with Morris Chestnut and Michael Ealy. Ooh-hoo-hoo! In 2016, Lathan teams up with Morgan Freeman and Woody Harrelson. She will play an FBI agent in Now You See Me 2. Oh, sookie, sookie now. All right. Well, anyway, that's it for entertainment news. So we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come right back, and we'll do a little bit of the sports, and we'll just go on from there, from the sports into the news, because like I said, oh, my God, there's so much news to cover. Okay, don't you go anywhere. You stay right there. This is In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and that phone number is area code 646-727-2914 if you want to get in on the discussion. All right, here we go. Be back in five. By the way, y'all, the chat room is open if you want to come in there. If you don't feel like getting on the air, you can go in the chat room and talk about the stories. And we are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL standings, and I also have some information on the congressional hearing on Tuesday about the NFL. So for the NFC East, we've got the Philadelphia, y'all, in first place. They beat out Dallas 9-3. Dallas is 8-4. NFC North, we got Green Bay, also 9-3. All right now, they are 9-3 as well, and behind them is Detroit, 8-4. In the NFC South, we've got two-way tie, Atlanta, 5-7. New Orleans, 5 wins and 7 losses. So they're tied for first place in the NFC South. In the NFC West, we have Arizona, 9-3. And Seattle's in second place at 8-4. Just doing really good. We're coming back, y'all. I told you the Seattle Seahawks are going to be two times. They'll be back as the Super Bowl winners next year. So stick to me. I've been saying that since September or August. Okay, in the American Football Conference, we've got AFC East, New England, 9-3. Miami and Buffalo are tied in second place with 7-5 each. In the AFC North, we've got Cincinnati, 8-3. And in second place, we've got a three-way tie. We've got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland, all 7-5. Boy, that's an interesting one. In the AFC South, we've got Indianapolis in first place. That's the Colts, 8-4. Houston is in second place with 6-6. And then the AFC West, we have Denver, 9-3. San Diego, 8-4 is in second place. And in last, they have the worst record in the NFL. I mean the worst. Oakland Raiders, they've only won one game all season and lost 11. Sad commentary, ain't it? Sad commentary. Anyway, okay, the congressional hearing was held on Tuesday regarding, let me get this back up. There we go. Regarding the NFL, how they're dealing with domestic violence, assault, and child discipline about that. So anyway, this is what they came out with. I didn't know this. Did y'all know that Major League Baseball and the NBA does not get a tax break, but the NFL gets the antitrust tax breaks of millions and millions of dollars? This was discussed over and over, that how can that be when you've got the MLB and NBA paying taxes, but the NFL does not pay taxes? Also, it was brought out that anytime something happens, did you know that the coaches, anytime that something happened, or, you know, a police activity, let me put it like that, I'm sorry, anytime a police activity happens, the coaches, once they know about it, they're supposed to report it to the police. Now, do they do that? No. No. From what I gathered from the congressional hearing, maybe on a couple occasions, but they don't. Why? Is because if that particular player is a money maker, then they want to keep things hush hush, like Ray Rice. But anyway, they, you know, at first with the little two-game suspension, but they want to keep it hush hush. So they're like, wait a minute, because they knew that Goodall, he knew about Rice. He says he didn't see the video. They testified he didn't see the video, but he knew. He was told. So he knew of the Ray Rice incident. He just hadn't seen the video right away. Also, the NFL has put into place with different organizations, NOW, National Organization for Women, something else for domestic violence, and I can't think of the other one, that they are putting millions of dollars into those organizations to help. And also, they're going to have members from those organizations to come and sit in with the NFL team owners about how should they deal with certain things, certain issues that come up. And I got to tell y'all this really surprised me. One of the senators, who was a female senator, because, I mean, she was hammering them. She was hammering them on the dais. Anyway, she said, I am so surprised that all the women that came out from the NFL, wives, girlfriends, significant others, in defense of the NFL and what they were going through. And she was really surprised, but you know, it wasn't a surprise. She was pissed off. Well, honey, I can tell you why. Money. If the NFL found out how many of these wives have been going through changes with their husbands, well, yeah, they'd probably be not only suspended at games, but cut from the team or lose their jobs. And that's millions of dollars. These women don't want anybody to mess with their money. Okay, and it's not about justice and what's right. I mean, you got to think about it, Senator. for all those women to come forward, yeah, you worried about the money being on Pole Street if you find out that, you find out that your husband or your boyfriend, your significant other, is no longer with, no longer with the team. So it was a lot discussed, but the main thing was that the antitrust gives NFL a big, big, big tax break, and it's not fair. And then also it was brought out, too, why aren't they quick about or not only quick about it when they hear about domestic violence? Because this Ray's Rice case came forward because of that video. But there's been other ones, and they don't come forward because depending on the player, isn't that a shame? If that player is so good and he's making money, then they don't want to lose that player because that's revenue. So it's the bottom dollar for the team, and it's the bottom dollar for the women in those guys' lives. And it's a damn shame that it's not about healing women with domestic violence or assault, or even if there's problems at home, disciplining your children. That should be the number one thing, but I guess money talks and BS walks. Okay, now the hot story. The hot story right now is cameras aren't a miracle cure for police brutality. At the August rally protesting Eric Garner's death in Staten Island, one of his cousins expressed relief that there existed video footage of the incident in which Garner was killed. When the 43-year-old was approached by a plainclothes police officer on suspicion of selling bootleg cigarettes and subsequently placed in a chokehold, for the first time in history, we got proof on tape that the police were doing us dirty. Gardner's cousin believed, as did many others, that the taping would be the proof required to charge a New York City police officer in connection with the death of a black citizen, providing an all-too-rare moment of accountability. Well, I want y'all to know today, Eric Holder, the attorney general, said that they're not going forward. They didn't see any reason about it. And so now Eric Holder, they're taking it to the federal level. And the federal level now is going to investigate Mr. Gardner's death. So it has turned out to be the case. A 23-person grand jury in Staten Island with 14 white members voted not to bring – oh, here we go. I was talking about what I watched earlier today – not to bring criminal charges against the officer in question, Daniel Pantelio. Protests are expected tonight and continuing into the weekend. Well, I want y'all to know here in Seattle, Washington, they are protesting downtown right now. To be sure there was other evidence against the officer in question, Gardner's death was ruled a homicide by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office and is not in dispute with the NYPD ban chokeholds for their own police force more than 20 years ago. But none of that apparently was sufficient to bring charges against Pantaleo, just as extensive eyewitness testimony in the Ferguson, Missouri killing of Michael Brown proved insufficient to bring a grand jury indictment against a police officer there last month. Okay, the miniaturization of video cameras to fit into mobile phones and wearable electronics gear has helped video recordings emerge as a widely touted panacea against police behavior. The thinking has been that video provides indisputable evidence, but today's ruling, to say nothing of acquittals more than two decades ago of officers involved in the videotape beating of motorist Rodney King, show that not to be the case. Well, they're trying to institute that here too in Seattle to have the officers wear cameras. So who knows? It'll be interesting to see what the outcome is going to be on that. They're still just in the pilot segment of that and going through meetings and stuff. So we'll just have to see down the line whether or not our officers will be using the cameras or not. I have the problem. This is a problem I have. When can they turn it off? Can't they turn it off if there's certain stuff they don't want you to see or whatever? Uh-huh. Okay. Next story up, pregnancy discrimination case before the United States Supreme Court unites conservative and liberal women's group. Both liberal and conservative women aligned to support a case debating the issue of pregnant women's rights in the workplace, which was argued before the United States Supreme Court today. Lawyers for Peggy Young, a UPS truck driver, argued before the nation's highest court that her employer, UPS, did not provide work accommodations for pregnant employees who wish to retain their jobs as it does with non-pregnant employees with work limitations. Young's battle has drawn the support of both women's rights groups and pro-life groups, communities which are typically on opposing ends of the abortion issue for different reasons. Women rights organizations rallying behind Young's case believe pregnancy discrimination is another example of gender inequality in the workplace and in women's paychecks. Oh, let's not even go to the paychecks, okay? You want to hear a quick story? I just retired a couple years ago. There was a lady that had a PhD. Do you hear me? A PhD. A black woman that applied for a director's job. Do you know she didn't get the job? They put a guy in there with a BA, and she was the most qualified? Yeah, tell me about women and paychecks. An amicus brief filed in May on behalf of law professors and women rights organization explains the vast majority of working women will become pregnant at some point during their working lives, and many of them will experience at least minor conflicts between job requirements or working conditions and the temporary but real physical effects of pregnancy. Pregnancy discrimination, the brief argues, hinders women in from establishing economic stability for themselves and their families and retaining their jobs. The latter argument is particularly true for women who work low-wage jobs or jobs traditionally held by men. The women's rights organization contended in the brief. Pro-life groups urged in a separate brief filed in September that the proper enforcement of the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, excuse me, I got tongue-tied, would also relieve the pressures felt by some women to have an abortion. Economic pressure is a significant factor in many women's decisions to choose abortion over childbirth, argued the pro-life brief. The PDA protects the unborn child as well as working mother who faces economic and other difficulties in bearing and raising the child. Young has been a UPS truck driver for 4 years before her pregnancy in 2006. Young says she transported mostly envelopes and small packages. However, when she presented notes from her doctor and midwife advising she refrain from lifting items weighing more than 20 pounds to a company health manager, her employer said he would not let her return to her previous job. Young told National Public Radio, "When I took the note to the nurse, she basically said, 'Well, we don't give alternative work or light duty to off-work incidents.' I'm like, 'I'm pregnant. There's not an incident here, and I can do my regular job. They would not allow me to do.'" UPS states that employees are obligated to be able to lift up to 70 pounds. However, Young contends that her job seldom required her to pick up heavy packages, and coworkers with a similar route was willing to help deliver heavier packages. Still, Young lost her job and her health insurance for 9 months. She is now suing for back pay and damages through the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. Well, good for you, and I hope that you win your case. I really do. I really do. Okay. Well, now let's go back to the chokehold. No charges in Eric Garner's chokehold death. Let me see. I was just trying to see, is there any more news about that I can bring forward? Doesn't seem like it. So I guess that's all for him. Okay, now, I know, the next story, as I always say, the elephant in the room, on the latest on Bill Cosby, and I have a lot of questions, y'all. One was a 15-year-old doing at the Playboy Mansion to begin with. Supposedly, that's where she was raped. If she was underage, did Bill Cosby know that or not? Bill Cosby was sued Tuesday by a Southern California woman who claims the comedian molested her in a bedroom of the Playboy Mansion around 1974 when she was 15 years old. I still question, what was your ass doing up at the Playboy Mansion when you're 15? Okay? You must have been trying to be older than what you were. You didn't have no business up there. And it sure wasn't babysitting because you're 15. Judy Hoos, I'm not taking up for you, Bill, but I'm just saying. Judy Hoos' sexual battery lawsuit does not specify how much she is seeking from Cosby, who has in recent weeks faced renewed accusation that he drugged and sexually assaulted more than a dozen women for many years. Hoos' lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, however, is the first time a woman has gone public claiming Cosby abused her when she was underage. A second woman told Pittsburgh television KDKA last month that Cosby drugged her to the point of unconsciousness in the 1980s, and she also was 15 years old. I will say this. In the court of public opinion, Bill is guilty as hell. Irreparable damage to his iconship, and that's before trial. R. Kelly just may have found a wingman. Yes, indeedy. Don't y'all say nothing. I know I can hear you. Okay, we're going to take another quick short break and be right back. right, and we are back to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And our phone number is 646-727-2914. Now, I forgot. Let me do this right quick. I want to, from the staff of the Essence of Success Radio Network, our heart goes out and to Kelly Rowland. She just lost her mother. And, you know, it's so cold. It was a month after she had birthed her grandson. There's no known why her mother died, but she was 66 years old. So our heart goes out to you, Kelly, in our prayers. Also, Melissa Ward, who does my website, she just lost her mother on Monday as well. So I want to say to her, Melissa, our prayers go out to you, and I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. I guess God needed her more than you. She took wings. And I'm sorry, there's one more, hopefully before the show goes off, I can think who that was too, that also their mother passed this week. Okay, well, the next story, excuse me, the next story that I'm going to talk about is a nurse that was stabbed to death in the street by her married stalker, ex-lover, who then rolled a cigarette, y'all, smoked it as he sat there and waited for the police to arrive. How cold is that? A nurse was brutally knifed to death in the street by her ex-stalker, ex-lover, after she jilted him. After the remorseless attack on 42-year-old mom of two, Nadel Turner, Darius Makinko calmly made a phone call, rolled a cigarette as he waited for police to arrive. Married Darius, 47, began an affair with Ms. Turner after meeting her at the North London GP surgery where she worked. As the relationship petered out, he became obsessive and began stalking her when she began a new relationship with practice manager Kevin McDonald. The jury heard her new lover even met Darius Makinko the day before the murder and warned Mrs. Turner to call the police as he was dangerous. When the 42-year-old left work, Makinko followed her before repeatedly stabbing her in the middle of the street in Bruce Grove earlier this year, was alleged. Peter Finnegan, prosecuting, told the jury of 10 women and 2 men the murder took place just a short walk from where Mrs. Turner worked as a practice nurse. He said the stabbing was methodic. It was extremely violent. It was remorseless, and it was prolonged. About 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Nadel Turner left the Castleview surgery, where she worked part-time as a practice nurse, and walked a short distance to a nearby Bruce Grove. As she was walking along the road, she was seen to be followed along the road by this defendant. At first, Ms. Turner did not acknowledge she was being followed, but witnesses said she must have been aware of it as she turned around and confronted him. Mr. Finnegan said she was heard to shout to him, "Leave me alone." She then got out her phone and tried to make a phone call. The defendant grabbed her arm, and as she turns around and slaps him, Makinko then pushed her against a fence. Mr. Finnegan added, he attacked her with a kitchen knife. He stabbed her, and she fell to the ground, and he continued to stab her. He said a passing motorist tried to intervene, added, he pleaded with him to stop, shouting, "Don't kill her." He didn't make any difference. He continued to stab her. Then after putting down the knife, he took out his own mobile phone, started to make a call, and one witness saw him then rolling a cigarette. He was then restrained by passersby, including an off-duty cop, until police arrived, the court heard. Paramedics rushed to the scene, but poor Mrs. Turner, she had died on the way to the hospital. Finnegan said that Mrs. Turner had lived with her husband, William, but they had been estranged since 2009. However, she lived on the top floor of the house while her husband lived on the bottom floor, and they would not discuss each other's personal lives. Oh, it's just sad. Police later recovered texts and data from the man's phone after the murder, which showed the relationship had soured and he had become obsessed with her. He said, members of the jury, what you what you might think emerges is that it becomes obsessed with her. The messages can be tender and loving, and they can also be seen to be increasingly possessive and controlling. He believes she would leave William Turner and marry him. In fact, he had a wife and children himself. As time passed, the defendant had learned about her attraction to Kevin McDonald and didn't like it and was jealous about it. He started to pester Mrs. Turner with constant calls and texts. She started to discuss him to others as a stalker. Afterwards, Mr. McDonald told her to call the police as he believed the defendant was possibly dangerous. Silvered hair Makinko was surrounded by three dock officers and was aided by a Polish interpreter. Yep. And the trial still continues. Isn't that something? Boy, I tell you, she, of course, Mrs. Turner is a black, beautiful black woman, and he's a white guy. So, not that that probably would make a big difference, but they were an interracial couple. So, let's see what Gloria Allred is doing. She's always up to something. She's on the Bill Cosby thing. Sexy men in comedian appeared in yeah. A lot of them were each tearfully recounted. Oh, today, wait, some more to Bill Cosby. Three women hold a press conference to reveal details of alleged sexual assault. And they testify today. Say what? Three women who said they were sexually molested by comedian Bill Cosby have appeared at a press conference in Los Angeles, where each tearfully recounted the alleged assaults. The event on Wednesday, today afternoon, was organized by lawyer Gloria Allred, a longtime women's rights advocate, who told reporters the women were just three of many who had contacted her with similar claims about Mr. Cosby. I have literally lost count, she said. Good God. Literally lost count. Now you're making me really wonder. how many years had that went on? Good God. Okay. Well, anyway, we're coming to the close of the hour. And so I want to tell you guys, on Friday, tune in for Friday Traffic Jams with your girl, Linus. I am going to have a collage of music. It's going to be great. You're going to go into the weekend feeling real good. And that's at 5 o'clock Pacific time and 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So that's Friday. And then Saturday at 3 p.m. is Maxwell's show, Proud to be Different. He's always having fabulous, fabulous guests. I mean, he just has really good shows. You got to, you know, you guys tune in to his show on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Proud to be Different with Maxwell. Always good. So join that. And also I want to let you know, Sunday is Psychic Readings, of course. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock, Psychic Reading Show with me. One question per caller. The chat room is open. And I just want to say this right quick. I want to thank, I always have a lot of callers, but four callers called in on Sunday for validations to me of psychic information that I gave him, and I thank you for that. Okay, and then Monday is Blues Mission with Walter Dubai out of Canada, and I mean he brings the music. Y'all, that music is so good. I mean, I forget I'm even listening to it. I think I'm just, you know, in my own little world. Walter is great. And if you've missed it, you've missed a treat. You can go back and listen to the archives. Any of the shows, you can go to theessenceofsuccess.com and listen to any of the shows that are on this network. Definitely go back and listen to Proud to be Different, Maxwell's from last Saturday, and also the Blues Mission, Walter Dubai. So be sure and check him out because he is, I mean, I'm just so proud of all these people. They do such a good job. Also, I want to let everybody know the 6th is the full moon, which is this Saturday, and the new moon is on the 21st is the new moon. I'm just giving you all kind of good information today. All righty. So anyway, that's it, and I thank you for joining me today. I have had a ball bringing you the news. Oh, my goodness, just so much in the news today on a Wednesday. I hope everybody has a good week. Don't forget, join me on Friday for Friday Traffic Jams at 5 o'clock. Have a good rest of the week, and be good to each other.